إنما المؤمنون إخوة. Indeed, the believers are brothers. So make reconciliation between your brothers and fear Allah. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that you may receive mercy. Please highlight this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Muslims are brothers. He once said that for a Muslim, another Muslim's blood and his wealth and his honor are haram. They are sacred. In other words, it's haram for a Muslim to kill another Muslim. It's haram for a Muslim to steal from or cheat another Muslim. And it's haram for a Muslim to talk about another Muslim's honor or reputation. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The believers are brothers. On one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ said that the Muslims are like two hands washing each other. And that's such a beautiful metaphor. That they complement one another, they support one another. He said the believers are like one structure, each part supporting the other. And he warned us, Allah helps his slave only as long as the slave helps his brother. Now look at the way the ayat ends. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you wish for mercy, we complain and we say, why isn't Allah showing the Muslims mercy? Why are the Muslims world losers? Because we're not acting upon this ayat. Because we're not brothers. Because we don't care about each other. We're not supporting each other. We're not helping each other, whether materially, financially or spiritually. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The believers are brothers. Now if you look at the rituals in Islam, we find that they all have a collective aspect. So you can read Salat in your home, but if you read Salat in the mosque, the reward is much greater. Now what happens when you're reading collective prayers in the mosque? You're standing together. Not one gap is being left in between. It's forbidden to leave a gap in between. Why? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. Because the believers are brothers. And when you're standing together with someone and you're praying, then you feel that sense of unity. And that feeling of, you know, reverence when you go down in sajda. And if you've ever had the chance of praying in the Kaaba, and you're praying on the roof, and all those Muslims standing together. If you look at Hajj, what do we find? Rich, poor, black, white, male, female, and all the men wearing just the same garment. Why? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The believers are brothers. Look at zakat. Zakat isn't that you just go and give some money, you know, and put it in one corner of the room. What does zakat entail? That you go out, find the Muslims who are suffering, find the Muslims who are needy. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. The believers are brothers. And when they forget this brotherhood, what happens? Chaos and disintegration. What has Allah told us in Surah Saf? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا. Allah loves those who fight in His path, together, in rows upon rows, with unity, with discipline, and with harmony. And fear Allah, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. If you wish for mercy, then this is the path towards mercy. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after telling us our outward relationships, now Allah concentrates upon the more hidden aspects of our dealings with each other. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونُوا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمْ وَلَا نِسَاءٌ مِّنْ نِسَاءٍ عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. Highlight this ayat. O you who have iman, let not a group make fun of another group. Now qawmun, anonymous, it could be anyone. It could be rich people making fun of poor people. It could be relatives making fun of some other relatives. It could be strangers. Qawmun, anyone. Let not any group make fun of another group, whether rich or poor, or male or female. وَلَا نِسَاءُ مِن نِسَاءٍ. And let not women make fun of other women. Women are mentioned specifically here because this is one of the pastimes we delight in. Why? عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. Maybe they are better than them. Now, we say that, well, what's the harm in a little bit of harmless gossip? And, you know, I don't mean any evil by it. When do we make fun of someone? When we despise them. When in our heart of hearts we think that I'm better than she is. Now, this form of pride is the satanic pride. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. That's what got Shaitan. What got him? One sentence. أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. I am better than Adam. So I don't need to bow down before Adam. This is what Allah is highlighting here. عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُنَّ خَيْرًا مِّنْهُنَّ. Maybe these women, who might not be as well-dressed, or as sophisticated, or as educated, or as articulate as you, maybe they're better than you in Allah's eyes. And Allah knows, and we do not know. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. And Allah goes on to say, and do not defame one another. Now this is something that's very important for us to understand. Slander is our favorite pastime. Look at our scandal sheets and our tabloids, conjectures, theories, and malicious stories about each other. The Prophet ﷺ told us, whoever covers the faults of a Muslim, Allah will cover his faults on the Day of Judgment. On another occasion he said, each of us is the mirror of his brother. So if he sees any fault in him, he should wipe it away. Now Allah says, first Allah talks about derision, and this derision can be done in any way. Whether you're imitating someone, you're mimicking someone, you're gesturing at someone, one lift of the eyebrow, one wink at another person can convey volumes, as we women well know. Allah says, all of this is forbidden. It's disliked by Allah. Whether you're making fun of someone or you're maliciously attacking someone, وَلَا تَنَابَسُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. One step further, and don't give each other cruel nicknames. Now, these cruel nicknames, we find that if you're giving someone a nickname out of affection, that's allowed. The Prophet ﷺ himself named his companion Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhar. Do you know who he was? Abu Huraira, the father of the kitten. Why? Because he loved cats. He named Hazrat Ali once Abu Turab, father of the dust, out of love, because Hazrat Ali had been lying in the dust and he'd gotten dusty. That's allowed. وَلَا تَنَابَسُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Don't give each other cruel nicknames that hurt people, even if they don't show it. بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Now you might say, well, what's the big deal? Just one word, just a bit of harmless gossip. I didn't do anything to her. Allah says, how evil is the word of sin? How evil is it to insult one's brother after having iman? In other words, iman and derision and malice and mockery do not go together. Now we can choose right now whether we want iman in our hearts or we want these qualities, these malicious qualities within us. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبُ. And whoever does not repent, from what? From these deeds. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Such people are the wrongdoers. And who is the greatest zalim? The one who's doing injustice to himself. So if you're making fun of someone, what happens on the Day of Judgment? Either you get some of their sins or some of your good deeds go to them. They've not suffered. We're the ones who've suffered. مَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ. Whoever doesn't stop doing all this, such are the zalimun. The Prophet ﷺ once asked, do you know who the truly bankrupt person is? And the companion said, well, one who has no money. He said, no, one who comes on the Day of Judgment, he will have good deeds. And then the people will start coming forward. People whom he's insulted, people whom he might have gossiped about, people whom he might have hurt. And they'll start taking his good deeds, one by one by one. Now just imagine it. Just imagine how intolerable it would be that you reach there on the Day of Judgment. Every deed is precious. Every deed could be the deed that takes you to Jannah. And you watch it being taken away. For what? Just for that one harmless piece of gossip? For that one word of derision? For that one look that you gave to your friend? That one raised eyebrow? And you see your precious salat being given to that person? You see your precious taraweeh being given away? That taraweeh which took you so much time and effort, and you see it being given away? For what? For one moment? Is it worth it? مَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ. Whoever doesn't stop, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Such are the wrongdoers. Let's make a pledge to Allah that Allah guard us from such evil speech and anything that will offend you or will take our good deeds away. See, the Prophet ﷺ said, the believers whose faith is most perfect are those who have the best character. Sometimes we think we're reading so much of the Quran and we're doing so much for Allah, we can do what we like to people. If you think about the obsession these days, especially there's this obsession with externals and with physical beauty, and your figures have to be perfect and your skin has to be perfect and your faces have to be perfect. Allah is talking about inner beauty here. Because remember, our spiritual condition in this world is our physical condition in the next. يَوْمَ تَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ. On the day some faces will be radiant and some faces will be dark. That inner venom, that inner malice will all be shown on their faces. Ya ayyuha allazeena amanu. Wake up, O believers. O you who believe, ijtanibu kathiran min al-zanni. Avoid suspicion. Shun suspicion. Why? Inna ba'da al-zanni ithmun. Because some suspicions are sins. First, Allah speaks about the obvious forms whereby you're deriding someone, you're making fun of someone. Then Allah says, what about the hidden thoughts that nobody knows of but us? And the first step is suspicion. So you go into a room and you see two people talking and they look at you and they're quiet and you go, they must have been talking about me. That's the first step. Then what happens? وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't start probing and spying. Have you ever heard her talk against me? And you're asking everyone she knows. Have they ever said anything about me? Then what happens? وَلَا يَخْطَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not backbite each other. And then you say, well, if she's been talking about me, I know 20 things about her. Don't backbite each other. Look at the sequence of commands. Don't suspect people. Don't assume the worst. And this is what we delight to do in. Hazrat Umar once said that if your Muslim brother makes an ambiguous statement to you, you should only think the best and you will find a good explanation for it. Like when you go home and you start brooding, now what did she mean by that? Must have been something bad. Must have been an insult. He said think the best. And the Prophet ﷺ tried to warn us lest such situations arise, and that's why he once said, two people should not converse privately with each other in the presence of a third. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن, because this is a sin. This is forbidden, to think evil of the people around you. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't start spying on people, gossiping, reading their letters, eavesdropping. You pick up the phone and it's a cross line. Hey, that's really interesting now. Or you're reading their letters, or you find someone's diary and you eagerly read it, asking the children, asking the servants. لَا تَجَسَّسُوا. This is beneath us. We find that on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was passing by this man's house. And he heard these voices coming from there. So he suspected something was going on. Now being Hazrat Umar, he just leapt over the wall and barged in right in. And he saw that the man was drinking wine and there was a dancing girl there. So Hazrat Umar told him sternly, you'd better come to court tomorrow. Now when the man showed up, that man told Hazrat Umar, you know, if I committed one sin, you've committed three. And Hazrat Umar said, what? And he said, you spied on me, you jumped over my wall and you burst in without permission. And Hazrat Umar apologized to that man. لَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Don't spy. Islamically, we find that evidence based on spying is rejected. And then, the most important one of all, وَلَا يَخْطَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Do not backbite each other. What is backbiting? Once this man asked the Prophet ﷺ, what is backbiting? And he said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. For you to mention your brother in a way that he would dislike. And he said, well, what if what I said was true? And the Prophet ﷺ said, if what you said was true, then it's ghibat. Because if it was a lie, it's slander. Like people who love to say, you know, well, this is the truth and I'm telling you the truth. Go and ask her if you don't believe me. This is ghibat. To say anything about your brother which they would dislike. Look at the beautiful, subtle definition. It's not something which is untrue or something that is, you know, wrong. It's something which they would dislike. Allah is saying, put yourself in the other person's shoes. How would you like to have someone say that about you? For instance, we find that once a woman visited Hazrat Aisha, and when the woman got up to leave, Hazrat Aisha just made a sign with her hand, indicating that that woman was short. And the Prophet ﷺ immediately reprimanded her and said, you have just done ghibat. And think of our conversations, and our gestures, and our comments, which we pass blithely, recklessly, without caring. But now why is this so sick? Allah says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Would any one of you love to eat the flesh of your dead brother? فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You would be sickened by it. The flesh of your dead brother. God forbid if someone's brother were to even die. Even that's such a frightening thought for those of us who have brothers. But this is for you to be eating, for you to be feeding upon the carcass of your dead brother. Why dead? Just as a dead person can't stop you. The person doesn't even know you're doing ghibat. He doesn't even know you're talking against them or saying something about them which they dislike. Allah says this is how sick it is. This is how it should fill you with repulsion. Why? Why brother? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The believers are brothers. فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. You would find it sick. You'd be nauseated by the sight. That's what ghibat is in Allah's eyes. Remember the hadith, one word which we might recklessly speak and it casts us deep into the depths of hellfire. And one word which could take us to Jannah. Now right now the choice is ours. Whether we wish to purify our conversations or we want to go on having that bit of harmless gossip. One more word about this ayat. Once this man was stoned to death for zina. Now this is a very important example. And there were two men passing by and they commented on it and they said what a wicked man he was. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say anything and they went further on and there was this carcass of a donkey, the stinking carcass of a donkey. And they said, do you want to eat it? And they said, of course not, the Prophet of Allah. He said, eat it, for what you were saying just now was even worse. Now this is a man who had committed adultery. He had sinned and he had been punished for that. But once someone has been punished, we have no right to pass judgments about it and we have no right to make statements about it. This was what the Prophet ﷺ told them. Now there are certain situations where we have to speak out against a fellow Muslim. What are those? For instance, if a fatwa, if the judge has to give a verdict against a murderer or against a criminal, he can't just say, well, I'm not going to speak out against a fellow Muslim and too bad that he's a murderer and, you know, may Allah reform him. That's not allowed. Now if you have to give testimony in a court of law, then that's allowed. Then we find that sometimes you need to speak out for Islah, for reforming people. If you're in a position where you're teaching people. For instance, we find that this Bedouin entered the mosque when everyone had been praying. And then at the end he prayed, oh Allah, forgive me and forgive Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and don't forgive anyone else. Ameen. And he got up and left. Now you can imagine how angry everyone must have felt. Now if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kept quiet about it, we'd all be praying similarly selfish du'as today. So the Prophet ﷺ just made light of it and he said, is this man more simple or is his camel? He didn't say anything nasty about him. He just taught them that, you know, he diffused the situation. That he's just said it out of simplicity and ignorance and don't be like him. Then we find that if someone comes to you for advice, for instance, you know, if someone comes to you about a marriage proposal, then you have to tell the truth. Because on one occasion, this Sahabiya came to the Prophet ﷺ and she asked him about two proposals she'd received and he told her the truth of both of the men. He said, one of them is stingy and the other one beats his wife, so go for the one who is stingy. Then we find that if, for instance, you want to do business with someone and, you know, you go to someone for advice. Now the other person knows that that man is a known cheat and a known scoundrel. He goes, no, I'm sorry, I can't say anything against my fellow Muslim brother. That's not allowed. You have to tell them the truth. But keep it to yourself. Then we find that if someone's in a situation where they're being wronged, where they're being oppressed, maybe they're being abused in some way, then they have to speak out. Because Allah says that Allah does not love that evil should be uttered aloud, illa man zulim, except the one who is wronged. But he should go to someone who can help him, who can give him practical advice and come up with a solution. Then we find that on some occasions you need to warn people. For instance, once this man was coming to the Prophet ﷺ's house and the Prophet saw him through the window and said, what an evil man. And when he entered, he was very courteous to him. So when he got up and left, Hazrat Aisha said, I don't understand the Prophet of Allah. You know, why did you tell me that about him and why were you then so courteous to him? And he had told her that so that he could warn her. So if you see, for instance, that your child or anyone that you know or care about could be, you know, falling into the trap of someone who is evil, then you have to warn them. But say only what is strictly necessary. لا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. Do not backbite one another. Look at the example Allah has used. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Would any one of you wish to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Women say, what will we talk about then? There's nothing left to talk about. What did the Prophet ﷺ tell us? مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. The beauty of a man's Islam is that he leaves that which does not concern him. Is that how dumb we are? We've got nothing else to talk about? Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Be afraid of Allah. Don't say that one word and just you get that one moment's kick and you get that one moment of laughter and enjoyment and on the day of judgment you see your good deeds are being handed over to that person. And when your good deeds finish, their sins are being loaded onto you. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. Now what if we've done ghibat? And we've all must have done ghibat at some time or the other. What if we've done ghibat? Now what's the solution? The solution is that we pray for that person. Or we apologize to that person. Or we give a sadaqah. And believe me, that will stop you from ever doing ghibat again. It's very difficult to pray for someone you dislike. So this is the cure. That if you've done ghibat about someone, then start praying for them. Wattaqullah. And be afraid of Allah. If your friends are doing ghibat all day long, then either change the conversation or change the friends. It's not worth it. Wattaqullah. Be afraid of Allah. Inna Allah tawwabur rahim. There is still time to turn to Allah. Indeed Allah is the one who accepts repentance, the one who is the most merciful. See, we don't even know. Maybe we've given all our good deeds away to those people that we've been merrily backbiting all these years. Ya Yuhannas, O mankind, how beautiful. Allah purifies His precious believers, teaches them about inner beauty, and now Allah turns to all mankind. O mankind, Inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, true equality. And we have made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Look at the diversity of cultures, the richness of human nature that Allah has created. لِتَعَارَفُ That you may know one another. Not that Allah created everyone in one monotonous mold. Look at the beauty and the difference in people's colors, in their skins, in their complexions, in their languages, in their cultures. Allah says, لِتَعَارَفُ So that you could get to know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ What's the next step? You think, well, which culture is the best? Which person is the best? Which skin color is the best? Allah says no. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The most honorable of you with Allah is the one who is the most Allah conscious. Whether he is black, whether he is poor, whether it's a woman or a man or a child, atqakum, taqwa. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again and again warned us against racism, warned us against nationalism, saying, كُلُّكُم مِّن آدَم وَآدَمُ مِّن تُرَاب O man, never forget that you're all from Adam and Adam was made of dust. Indeed Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Say you do not believe, but only say we have surrendered. For faith has not yet entered your hearts. But if you obey Allah and His Messenger, He will not decrease anything in reward for your deeds. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ Indeed Allah is forgiving, most merciful. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simply mentioning the degrees of Iman. See, like we also love to call ourselves mu'mins. Allah says, no, the first stage is Islam. And then it's up to you whether you wish to reach that level of Iman or not. Who are the mu'mineen then? Let's read the ayat and analyze ourselves. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ The first step, Iman. In Allah and His Messenger. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا Then they do not doubt. No hesitation, no compromise, no apologies. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ They spend of their wealth. It's not just talk, they make sacrifices. وَأَنفُسِهِمْ And their own lives, their times, their energies, their talents, their knowledge, all is given for Allah. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ In the path of Allah, for Allah's deen. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ Such are the truthful. Now we can analyze ourselves, whether we come in this category or not. Say, will you inform Allah of your religion while Allah knows all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth and Allah is all aware of everything. They regard as a favor to you that they have embraced Islam. Say, do not count your Islam as a favor to me. No, but Allah has conferred a favor upon you that He has guided you to the faith if you indeed are true. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ Indeed, Allah knows the unseen of the heavens and the earth. And Allah is the all-seer of what you do. Surah Qaf. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Qaf. والقرآن المجيد. بل عجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم. فقال الكافرون هذا شيء عجيب. Qaf. They wonder. And the glorious Qur'an. No, but they wonder that there has come to them a warning from among themselves. So the disbelievers say, this is a strange thing. When we are dead and have become dust, shall we be resurrected? What is a far return? We know that which the earth takes of them. And with us is a book preserved. No, but they have denied the truth when it has come to them. So they are in a confused state. Have they not looked at the heaven above them, how we have made it and adorned it? And there are no rifts in it. And the earth, we have spread it out and set thereon mountains standing firm. And we have produced therein every kind of beautiful growth. تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرًا لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ An insight and a reminder for everyone who turns to Allah in repentance. And we send down blessed water from the sky. Then we produce therewith gardens and grain that are reaped, and tall date palms with ranged clusters. رِزْقًا لِلْعِبَادِ A provision for Allah's slaves. And we give life therewith to a dead land. Thus will be the resurrection. denied before these people, the people of Nuh, and the dwellers of Ras, and Thamud, and Ad, and Fir'aun, and the brothers of Lut, and the dwellers of the wood, and the people of Tubba, every one of them denied their messengers, so my threat took effect. Were we then tired with the first creation? No, they are in confused doubt about a new creation. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Indeed, we created man, and we know what his own self whispers to him. Allah knows our thoughts before we even think them. The malicious thoughts we might be thinking, the suspicions we might be harboring, Allah knows them all. And we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. Remember that the two recording angels receive, one sitting on the right and one on the left, مَا يَلْفِزُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَقِيدٌ. Not a word does he utter, not one word, but there is a watcher by him ready. And after Surah Hujurat, we need to beware. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. And the stupor of death will come in truth. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٌ. This is what you have been avoiding, what you have not been ready for, what you have not been preparing for. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْوَعِيدِ. And the trumpet will be blown. That will be the day whereof warning had been given. وَجَاءَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَعَهَا سَائِقٍ وَشَهِيدٍ. And every soul will come forth. Imagine ourselves on that day. Every soul will come forth along with an angel to drive him and an angel to bear witness. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. Indeed, you were heedless of this. You weren't ready for this. Now we have removed from you your covering, and sharp is your sight this day. True reality. وَقَالَ قَرِينُهُ هَذَا مَا لَدَيَّ عَتِيدٌ. And his companion will say, here is this record, ready with me. Allah will say to the angels, both of you throw into hell every stubborn disbeliever, hinderer of good, transgressor, doubter, who set up another god with Allah. Then both of you cast him in the severe torment. قَالَ قَرِينُهُ. His companion devil will say, O our Lord, I did not force him to transgression, but he was himself in error far astray. The devil will try and save himself. قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. Allah will say, do not dispute in front of me. I had already in advance sent you the threat. مَا يُبَدَّلُ الْقَوْلُ لَدَيَّ وَمَا أَنَا بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. The sentence that comes from me cannot be changed, and I am not unjust to the slave. On the day when we will say to hell, are you filled? And it will say, are there any more to come? And paradise will be brought near to the Allah conscious. It will be said, this is what you were promised for those oft returning in sincere repentance and those who preserve their covenant with Allah. مَنْ خَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Who feared Ar-Rahman in the unseen and brought a heart turned in repentance. اُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ. Enter in peace. This is a day of eternal life. There they will have all that they desire, and we have more than that. And how many a generation we have destroyed before them who were stronger in power than they. And when they ran for refuge in the land, could they find any place of refuge? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى. Indeed, therein is a reminder for him who has a heart that responds, or listens while he is heedful. And indeed, we created the heavens and the earth, and all between them in 6 days, and nothing of fatigue touched us. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. So bear with patience all that they say, and glorify the praises of your Lord before the rising of the sun, and before its setting, and during a part of the night. فَصَبِّحْهُ وَأَدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ. Glorify his praises and after the prayers. And listen, on the day when the caller will call from a near place, the day when they will hear the shout in truth, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ. That will be the day of coming out. Indeed, it is we who give life, and we who cause death, and to us is the final return. On the day when the earth shall be cleft from off them, hastening forth, that will be a gathering easy for us. نَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know best what they say, and you are not the one to force them. But warn by the Quran him who fears my threat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.